The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And now, it's time for Radio Jobline with your host, Scott Possessor, right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Must be Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 or Wednesday night from 8 to 9. We are broadcasting twice a week. So definitely catch us if you just tuned in. You can get it at both of those times. You're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor and Ken Connolly. We are here to help you find a job, keep a job, excel at your job, be a more engaged employee, be a better salesperson, deal with any kind of workplace issues, harassment, traumas. We have companies that come on a radio program and offer jobs to our listeners. So we're very proud of what we've done here on LI News Radio for the last 6 years and starting out another great year here in 2021, hoping for the best. Of course, many of us have been paddling uphill with all that's been going on in the last year. So you've got a earth-shattering historic pandemic. You've got some of the worst politics probably any of us have ever seen. You have protests and racial things going on all over the place. You've got an economy that's in bad shape. And people need counseling. People need coaching. People need help. And so we have somebody on the show tonight that I think you're going to enjoy. Her name is Josette Veltri. I'll tell you a quick story. I met Josette a long, long time ago when I was hosting my television program, Jobline. And Josette at that time was talking about image consulting, and she was excellent at doing it. And now she herself has transitioned, and we're going to talk a lot about transition on the show today. So I'd like to have Kenny, if you would, read us a little bit about Josette.
Of course, change and transitions can be devastating, but they are inevitable. Life events show up, wanted or not, in the form of illness, addictions, loss of employment, a lawsuit, the death of a loved one, a divorce, bankruptcy, relocation, disability, graduation, retirement, and more. For over a decade, Josette has coached individuals to understand how they are internalizing and processing change so they can transition successfully and find new meaning in their life one step at a time. Josette is also the director of Next Step New Start, Inc., which is a nonprofit organization offering one-on-one coaching, lunch and learn sessions, community workshops, house of worship support groups, and more. Topics include, but are not limited to, grief care, coping strategies, meditation, resolving and restoring inner balance, emotional management, and more.
Okay, that's a very, very great build-up there, Josette. Welcome to Radio Jobline.
Thank you, Scott.
Great to have you on again. I haven't seen you in so many years. How's Florida doing?
It's cold right now, Florida.
Yeah. I feel real sorry for you, Josette. hey, I was down there the last time, and the alligators wouldn't even bring their heads out of the water because it was in the 50s. So I know what Florida can be like in those brutal, brutal winters that you guys have down there. But no, we're suffering up here in New York. We've got very little vaccine to deal with. There are some problems in New York with that. I mean, Josette, it's really been a very tough year, a year that, you know, I'll be honest, I've been around on this planet a long time. I don't remember a year like this one. I've never seen anything like what has happened in the last 12 months. So when we first reconnected on LinkedIn and I saw that you were a life coach, I said, you know, Josette's got to get back on the show and give people some advice. And sometimes, Josette, I feel like, and my listeners feel like we need therapy, but perhaps sometimes it's really coaching that we need. So so please set it up with what's happening in the world and how what you do fits right into this.
Okay, so let's talk first about coaching versus therapy. Mm-hmm. Coaching is really a short-term process where a client works towards goals and establish moving forward on some point or level, whether it's a career, whether it's education, self-image, etc. Therapy is more long-term process where a client works with a mental health counselor and or a psychotherapist to overcome some past traumas. So they're focusing more on the past, where coaching is focusing more on the present moving forward. So I just wanted to make that clear, because why you're going to a coach is because you need to set a goal.
Right. All right. Well, what if you're really upset by the events of the last few weeks? You know, you watched the takeover of the Capitol building. You're reading all the rhetoric. You know, you're seeing what's going on. You're up to your nose in alligators of anxiety, you know, about what's going on. Do you need a coach or do you need a therapist?
Well, I would initially start with a coach because those are external situations that are happening that are creating some internal situation of uncomfortableness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Aristotle had something that's really interesting. He said, knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. Mm. So in coaching, we try to achieve a stronger understanding of ourselves. What is it about the situation in the environment that's making me upset? Is it something that I'm uncomfortable with? Is it something that is creating fear? And learning some coping strategies for these external changes will help us transition to whatever the uncertainty is, because that's what's creating a lot of stress and anxiety, is I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So we're trying to identify and improve internal dialogue to what am I saying about it? What am I? How am I perceiving it?
Mm. So I think if you can, by the end of today's program, if you can lay some coping strategies on us and help us get through these pretty dark times. I mean, the next quarter is still going to be a very dark time. As much as everyone's excited about the vaccine, you know, the death rate is huge. The politics haven't changed. The protests are still going on. They're just different. So we're hoping that by the end of today's show, Josette, we're all going to be in a better state.
Hopefully, yes. I am hoping for the same thing.
All right.
Now, here's one thing to achieve balance, and this is something that becomes really important, is that is, what is your emotional intelligence? You know, we do have an intellect quotient. We have an emotional quotient, and we have a heart quotient.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come together in mind, body, and in spirit, in our heart, then we create homeostasis, which means that what's happening outside in the world, I'm seeing it in a different perspective. So let's take this a little further, and that is when we are trying to figure out what is going on in the world, what we want to do is, whose point of view are we looking at? And this becomes very important because perceptual positioning is very important to see things from my point of view, from their point of view, from an observer's point of view, from a culture or a system's point of view, and then from a higher power's point of view.
Mm.
So when we're looking at a situation like that, we're asking ourselves now different questions. And these questions could be exaggerated, it could be irritating, it could be uncomfortable, or it could be very calming.
So how do we actually set out to gauge our emotional intelligence?
Okay, so when you look at emotional intelligence is, first of all, self-awareness. How am I aware of my actions? Because I can get totally engulfed in everybody's anger, and that makes me part of them rather than me looking at them from a second point of view, from a their point of view. Now, I'm not agreeing with everything. But self-awareness gives us the ability to recognize and understand our emotions. How are other people affecting me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So that's that perceptual positioning.
Correct. That's self-awareness. How okay. am I seeing this situation?
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Now, self-regulation is my ability to think before I act. So am I getting caught up in the news? Because you could sit there day in and day out and listen to one report reported 29 times.
Well, I am doing that, Josette. I mean, I that's why I do need either counseling or coaching, because I am a news junkie and I have to know everything about that's going on everywhere on every platform and every. I mean, I don't do social media, thank goodness. I'm not a Facebook guy. I'm not even on Facebook, but I do watch CNN, MSNBC, all the network news. I'm good for two and a half hours of news a night. You know, which can be awful, because I remember when 9/11 happened, I sat there watching the towers go down again and again. I must have watched it 200 times, and eventually it really got me. So,
right.
you know, how do you counsel someone like me or coach someone like me to stay away from the TV? You know, go watch something on Netflix.
Okay, so the first thing that we want to do is ask yourself what you're doing right now. Is it resourceful or unresourceful?
You mean watching the news?
Yeah, over and over again. The same story. Same story, over and over again.
Well,
is it resourceful or unresourceful?
Let me answer that question in a slightly complicated way.
Okay?
Because knowing everything about what's been happening in the political scene and in the pandemic scene and in the racial scene can sometimes be very beneficial to me. So I was at my dentist's office, and that particular day there was a power outage, one of the lovely power outages we have up here in New York. You may remember about, Josette.
Right.
But
right.
So we had a power outage, and I was supposed to have a dentist appointment, and there was a woman standing outside the dentist's office right next to me. She was shut out just like I was. We couldn't get in. And I don't know how we started talking about it. Something must have happened in politics. So, you know, we were just talking, and politics sort of came into the conversation. So she said to me, I am not a fan of the current administration, but she said to me, you know, something about Trump. And I said, are you a Trump fan? And I was a little surprised because she was a Muslim lady, you know, so that kind of struck me. So she said, well, I like what he did with immigration.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, so you're saying you like what he did with immigration. So was it the locking up of separating children from their families and locking them in cages? Or was it the Muslim ban on seven countries? Which of those was your preference? Just like that. And she froze in her face froze, and she didn't know what to say. And obviously I thought that was a pretty dumb thing she said. And so I like to have the knowledge, Josette. I like to know everything that's going on, so that when someone tries to say something to me that's not correct, or some, you know, jerk on Facebook that makes a post that is clearly racist or something else, that it doesn't affect me.
Right, but Scott, okay, so an effective communicator, right, would have stepped back, because you get emotional about this. I could feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is your perception. Mm-hmm. Your emotions are coming out. So to calm yourself down and to get another person's point of view and disassociate yourself from the emotion that you're feeling, the best way to have you calm down is to ask that person, I'm curious, why do you feel that way? And get her talking.
Mm.
Now we're looking at it from her point of view. Because when you're associated from the first point of view, from your point of view, you are all tied up in emotion and the self-regulation of your ability to think before you say and act anything will come across repeatedly.
Yeah, but in that particular case, I wasn't unhappy about what I said or did.
But how did you make her feel?
I probably didn't make her feel very good.
Exactly. So another awareness of emotional intelligence is empathy.
Mm-hmm.
That means being part of how people feel, how others react to their reactions.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. Now, that's a very big point you just made and very applicable to what's happening in the world right now, because there are 70 million people in our country that are gigantic fans of President Trump. And they feel like the election was stolen, and they have all these feelings and emotions, and I'm sure that's what boiled over to cause that horrible scene we saw last Wednesday. So you know, what could have been done about that? And you know, it just sounds like maybe the people that set it on fire, you know, weren't thinking in terms of other people's perspective.
No, they were not. So when you look at that, and you look at intelligence quotient, emotional quotient, and heart quotient, they were just reacting. There was no intelligence in any of that.
Well, you could certainly say that again.
Well, yeah. So they were purely acting on emotion. And so when we go to the primal level of survival, this is what happens. You become primal. You become, I need to survive. So you no longer think. You're totally stressed out, and stress makes you stupid and do stupid things and say stupid things.
Right, right. Well, let's
now,
hope
people are not aware of this.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it seems to have calmed down a little bit. Although, you know what, Joseph, I don't know if you're hearing this down in Florida, but here in New York, we're hearing a lot of rumors about state houses and the 50 states of the union all being under some sort of armed threat. Have you heard that down there?
No.
So I don't know if it's true, you know, but the FBI has said it, you know, so I don't know if it's going to come to fruition, but they were, you know, making these plans on these social media sites like Parler that have been taken down. But I just feel like the country is in a really, really, really bad spot right now. You know, go ahead.
Yeah. But OK, so how do we challenge our thoughts? Because having a thought is good. Being knowledgeable is great. But when that knowledge interferes with our emotion, now what we're doing is we are creating an emotional state within us that if you are on survival mode all the time, then what will happen is you're on the brake and you're on the gas pedal and going nowhere. And this is why you have people with high blood pressure. This is why you have people with depression. This is why you have people with anger, because this has been suppressed for years.
So and coach me. Josette, I need you to coach me.
Okay, right? So I'm going to coach you.
And I want to be less angry. I am one angry guy.
I know. I hear that.
All right, so how can I be less angry?
Okay, so let me ask you a question. We are never angry for what we think we are.
All right.
Okay, that's number one. So when you really internalize and say to yourself, notice what I'm noticing. What am I angry about?
Yeah.
That's mindful awareness.
All right. Right? So let's say I do know what I'm angry about. Then what?
Okay, so now what you do is say, is this anger truly the way I want to think and behave? Is this being resourceful for my body? Am I helping my health? And am I helping anybody else by me being angry? This is not about everybody else. This is about you. So can you be on survival mode without having bodily ramifications?
I don't know. And I also don't know. I'm not sure I can answer your previous question about, you know, what do I want to be? Do I not want to be angry, or do I want to hold on to this anger to make sure that I take the right steps to protect myself, my family, and the people that I love? So it's a very confusing time for me, Josette, and I bet you there's a lot of people out there that are angry and a little confused.
Well, it is. There is. But okay, so let's use Tara Brach's acronym of RAIN. When you use the acronym of RAIN, we recognize I'm angry. Right? So we're acknowledging that. We're not going to deny our anger. You're not going to say, Scott, you're not angry. You want to be a peacemaker. That's not who you are. So you're expressing your anger. How can you express your anger? We want to investigate things that we are able to do. So this way it could be a resourceful action and not an unresourceful action. Give you an example. Martin Luther King had a march on Washington. Did you Were you afraid?
No.
No. Because he acted in a very peaceful way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who do you want to emulate? The protesters out of anger or Martin Luther King, who was very peaceful and got his point across?
I would say Martin Luther King to that one.
Exactly. So now we ask ourselves four questions, and this is from Byron Katie, the work. Is what I'm feeling really true? Is this anger that I'm feeling true? And the answer could be yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we say to ourselves is, how do I react? What happens in my body? What am I feeling right now with this belief of anger?
All right, let's put a bookmark there, because what I'm feeling right now is that a commercial is coming up.
Okay.
So we're almost at the halftime. You're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Pezzessa. We have a great guest, Josette Veltri, and I'm here with Ken Connolly. If you have an idea for Radio Jobline, you can write to us, scottp118@gmail.com. Happy to have your idea or you on the radio program. Like I said, we tape a couple days in advance, and we'd be happy to have you on the show and plan it out for you. You got a news break coming up. Stay with us. More with Josette Veltri.
And now, welcome back to Radio Jobline with your host, Scott Pezzessa, right here on LI News Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Pezzessa and super intern Ken Connolly. We have a great guest on the show today talking about life coaching, and her name is Josette Veltri. She's done a great job, and Josette is actually counseling me, or no, she's coaching me a little bit on how to put some of my anger to the side because of what's happened in the world. It's just made a lot of people crazy, and I think of myself as one of many people. So by coaching me, Josette, you're coaching a lot of people. So keep it up. And but we first want to go to Kenny to do a little business. Go ahead, Kenny.
So we have Charlie Lee's Biz Shout. Socially promote yourself or your business is a promotional and advertising platform in social media that combines the cultures and services of Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, sharing a new business casual environment to uniquely promote content through entertaining shouts. For their first service, they designed a creative resume to help users potentially land their dream job 5 times faster by showcasing their elevator pitch and demonstration videos in a handsomely designed portfolio and searchable database. Joining BizShout and designing a creative resume are free at BizShout.com, spelled with 2 Z's. Build yours today for faster placements. And as I say every week, I encourage everybody out there to go ahead and make a biz shout. Scott has one. I have one. And you basically can promote everything about yourself, everything about your business, the job that you aspire to have, by putting all of your social media links on there, any videos of yourself doing any sorts of business, basically promoting yourself. It's like a LinkedIn, as I said last week, only arguably better. Mm. So everybody out there should definitely check it out.
All right, so let's make sure Josette takes a look at Biz Shout. Josette, there's one thing I want to bring back from the previous segment. I like to think I'm a very resourceful person, and I've been told that by many people throughout my life. But you're saying that I've been making an unresourceful choice. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
And what is the difference between a resourceful choice and an unresourceful choice?
How are you feeling in your body? So a resourceful choice will bring you peace, stability, and assertive communication, where you're getting your point across, but you're doing it as a Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Unresourceful is when you're bringing up implicit emotions, which you don't even know you have, and mm-hmm. it's been triggered by what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So now what we have to do is be mindfully aware, self-aware of, is this anger that I am feeling helping me, helping the situation, or is it harming me, my body, and only adding to the situation?
All right, so let's assume for the moment that I accept that it's not helping me.
Okay.
And that the listeners agree that their anger and their concerns is not helping them either.
Correct.
Okay. What do we do next?
Okay, so what we do is we change our belief to say, how do I want to feel about this situation? And a lot of times people will say, I'm feeling very sad and uncertain and scared.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go with that, because that's a whole lot different than saying I'm angry. And what am I angry at?
I'm angry at all the things that have happened that have turned our society around.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're angry because they have control over your reactions.
Yes.
Okay. And now what? And how is that helping you?
Well, you're the coach.
Okay, but I'm asking you a question. How is that helping you?
It's not helping me. No, I admit that.
That's what I'm saying. It's not helping you.
Right.
So what you need to do at this particular point is say, what can I do without this thought? What can I do to reframe this thought? And instead of attacking, now what I'm doing is creating some kind of compassion network.
Mm.
So you could do that because you have a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are hearing you get angry and frustrated with that woman that you were talking to. Mm-hmm. And they're going, yeah, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what would happen if they would have heard you say, you know, ma'am, I'm curious. Why do you feel that way? Now, part of empathy is recognizing, giving people the platform to allow themselves to feel what they're feeling.
Mm.
And when we do that, we're in Martin Luther King's mindset.
Right. All right. It's very good. I hope I can do it. I'm going to try.
Okay. But here's another thing in coaching. We don't try.
Ah.
Remember Yoda? We don't try. We do, young Jedi.
Right. Of course, I'm an old Jedi, but okay. But all right, okay. So I think all that can be successful, and I certainly want to change because I'm so sick of feeling this way, Josette. It's been going on for so long. I definitely need some relief, you know, but I just don't know the solution, but you're giving me one today. So I've picked out a life coach. I've understood myself. Let's talk about some of the coping strategies that we were talking about to make people like me feel a little bit better.
Okay. So the first thing we have to do is rewrite our internal dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be, again, going back to emotional intelligence, we have to be aware. What am I saying to myself? What is my mental chatter? What am I saying? And again, 90% of what we say is unconscious. And it's only when our body reacts to our thought that we're become aware of it. Okay? So okay. Now we use the 3P principle.
Okay.
We pause, we process, and then we proceed. What am I pausing about? I need self-regulation. I'm not just going to react the way they're doing. I'm back to primal reactions. I'm back to survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back into heart intelligence, where I'm feeling compassionate for myself, my family, my friends. And that compassion will help me fill my cup so that I can look at anyone and have compassion for them.
You know, things have turned so sour in the last year, Josette. That's a very difficult one. It's really hard to have compassion for all the people out there that are so, you know, virulently disagreeing with you.
But understand this. Every person has their own point of view. So what we're doing is we're actually stepping into judgment. And that's what those individuals who are in survival, they're judging. This is dangerous. They're going to attack me. They're going to take away my rights. You see, that's what they're angry about. They're angry about because they feel their rights are being taken away.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes a non-effective communicator because now they're acting aggressively. Not assertively, aggressively. And then they act as a victim. And this is what you see. It's survival. It's survival for the fittest.
So that's what we saw last Wednesday.
That's exactly what you saw, animalistic behavior.
Yeah.
And so you being angry, you're joining them. You're feeding the fuel. And the more we watch TV news, and they're repeating the same story 229 times, and we're filtering it through our system, the more angry we become.
Yeah, I've tried to actually watch the other networks to get the other perspective, because you know one of the points you made today, and it was a good one, is about perspective. So I also like if a Fox watcher, you know, which is normally a person on the Trump side of it, a Fox watcher turns on CNN, they look at the news and they go, oh my God, this is a lie, this is awful, this is terrible, and they hate everything they're seeing. And then when a CNN watcher looks at One News America Network or Newsmax or Fox, they're looking at a different perspective that's being shown. So I actually try to watch the other networks so I get a little bit more of the other perspective, and it has been helping a little bit, Josette.
Yeah, of course. But how about setting effective boundaries for yourself? How about instead of watching TV, you're playing a game with your wife or writing a coloring or coloring your emotions? That's another avenue that we can explore. Mm. What am I coloring my emotion? I'm very angry right now. Well, what color is that anger?
Red.
Exactly. And you know where red is? Red is the root chakra, the root energy source. And we need to move up that energy source to our heart so that we become a Martin Luther King in our way of communicating with people. He riled up many, many people, but he did it peacefully. Mm. And we weren't afraid. So he didn't make the survival instinct of the human being come alive, because it's there. We have survival instincts, right? That's what we're there. We're human beings.
Right.
We don't want to live in survival. We want to thrive. We don't want to just survive. But that's what we do when we add fuel to the fire and look at our perception through the eyes of us only.
All right, now what about people? Does this work quite as well, Josette, for people that are, say, I'm going to use the word depressed? I don't mean it in a clinical sense because I'm not a clinician, but there are many people that you use the word sad before, upset. I'm sure Ken would tell you that he's feeling really badly about the way things are. It's hard for people of Ken's age to get a job these days. It's hard to meet people of the opposite sex. It's hard to be with your friends. It's just he's having a difficult time. Everybody's having a difficult time. Do these steps that you're telling us about, do they work with sadness and depression?
Yes, because one of the things that we do is we internalize and use our chatter over and over and over again. So if we keep telling ourselves it's difficult to meet people right now, then we're not being resourceful. We're not looking at all the options. We're looking at, this is a difficult time right now. I'm in COVID. The political atmosphere is horrible. Mm-hmm. But what about the opportunities that are there?
Well, I guess now we're struggling to find the opportunities.
Well, but you see, the opportunities we make. You know, as a career coach, mm-hmm. that you create your opportunities.
Mm.
Correct?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. So in the circle of our life, we have career goals, education goals, self-image goals, finances goals, relationship goals, and spirituality goals. What am I working on? So are we catastrophizing in our thoughts, saying, oh my God, the whole world is horrible?
Mm.
Is it? I don't know. It's a perception thing. So when somebody is grieving or sad or depressed, I ask them, tell me what you're telling yourself. What's your internal narrative that you keep going over and over and over in your head? That's suffering.
Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely causing myself to suffer. Don't think I don't know that.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, this is not a surprise. It's clear as a bell to me.
But what will it take for you to change?
It will take the end of the pandemic.
Baseball coming back.
Baseball with people in the stands.
Okay.
A real baseball. You know, not what we had last year. Being able to go to a concert, being able to see my family, being able to, you know, go out with my friends.
Okay.
These are, any of those things would make me very happy.
But where are you right now in your thought process? Are you in the present moment looking for new opportunities, or are you looking at the past and saying, I want that again?
Since January 1st, I've been looking at the present and the future. But I feel like I was too much in the past. So my New Year's resolution is to be more positive. And that's one of the reasons I was really glad I was having you on the show today, because the more, you know, as you can tell, I'm able to survive in any mode. You know, I am a pretty resourceful person, but I don't like hearing that my choices are not resourceful, because I pride myself on my resourcefulness. And I feel like I can get out of almost any sticky situation as well as anybody else can.
So your internal motivation is, I need to set my goals that are for today in the present. I can't set a goal for what's going to happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I have to set a goal, and you want to be positive, right? But you can't be positive when you're giving in to your anger when you're watching the TV, because that's conflicting.
Mm.
Okay, so now your motivation, your self-motivation has to be based on values. What are your values? Not what's out there, what's happening in the environment. What is your values? Give me one.
My values. Integrity.
Okay. Integrity. So when you're angry and joining forces with those rioters, with those protesters, Are you living an integrity life with integrity?
Well, I'm not joining forces with the protesters. That's something.
But
I'm,
you're angry.
I'm angry, yes, by what the protesters did. Yes.
Correct. And everyone that you talk to knows you're angry.
I think I'm pretty good at keeping it quiet. I let it out on the radio because it's by having super guests on the show that can give advice, I usually use myself as an example.
Okay. So your value of integrity, what does integrity mean to you?
It means being honest and truthful.
Exactly.
And it means doing the right thing for myself, my family, and for everyone else.
Okay. So doing the right thing for you is resourceful choices. Being angry because of a protester or because of anything that goes on, you know, somebody who cuts you off in traffic and you get angry at, you say, wait a minute, let me pause and process this, because I'm getting angry for something that is not really affecting me right now.
That's a very good example. Road rage is a very good example. You go from perfectly calm, perfectly happy, to a raving lunatic in a microsecond. So how is there a way we can deal with road rage?
Yes. Take a breath. Be mindfully aware. What just happened? Why am I angry? We are never angry for the things we think we are.
Mm.
That anger has been suppressed over years. And what we do is we keep just denying them. You know, we're denying them. Well, we're not angry. You know, we're not even being truthful with ourselves.
Mm.
Not even showing ourselves some compassion. You know, if you were to sit down and write your dialogue and say, write yourself a letter, dear Scott, why am I being so angry right now? And just write, keep writing. It doesn't have to make sense. And then look at it. And ask yourself, am I living with integrity? Or am I really denying myself a joyful life? Despite of what's going on there.
Yeah, I think all of us could think the same way, Josette. I think that's good advice for everybody. What about you, Kenny? How are you feeling? Let's talk about how you're feeling, and maybe Josette can give you some advice.
I'd say definitely frustrated right now because of the state of the job market and the fact that I'm doing labor right now. I'm doing construction with my dad, and I have this feeling of, am I going to get trapped in this forever? Like, when are things going to get better? That's sort of where I am right now.
Okay. So let's talk about frustration. Why are you frustrated? Because of the job market. So that's something that is outside, that is not in your control
True.
Right now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so your internal dialogue is, am I going to be trapped in this forever?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we need to say, just for now.
Mm.
So one sentence that I could share with you is, am I going to be trapped in this situation forever? But just for now, tomorrow, the job might open.
Mm-hmm.
So using that but between your negative thought and reframing it, you remember the last words after the but.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm frustrated, but there's always hope tomorrow.
You know, I would give you a chance to coach our very troubled Mike Casale, who's our producer, but we don't have enough time for that. We need a couple of hours show for that. So, Josette, what I want you to do, we're almost out of time. Give people a website where they can maybe reach out to you.
Yes. Right now, the website is being revamped, but it is www.nextstepnewstart.com. I'm also fully uploaded on LinkedIn.
Okay.
So you could see me on LinkedIn. And I do have a Facebook blog that I do every single day, almost every single day, I should say, where I am giving people an opportunity to think. I don't give any advice. I put a thought in their head and let them run for it.
All right, sounds great.
That's what I'm doing with you.
All right, so it's Josette Veltri, Josettevelteri, correct?
Correct.
All right, we're almost out of time, Josette. Thank you so much for being here all the way from Florida. Have a wonderful, wonderful winter, and I'll get back to you in a couple of months to let you know how I'm doing.
Thank you.
All right, and Kenny, any thoughts for Josette before we go?
Thank you very much, and we look forward to working with you in the future.
All right, Josette, take care of yourself. Thanks for being here.
Bye-bye.
Happy hunting, everybody.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.